This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Clear your mind, clear your throat, clear whatever you have handy by. I'm pure and clear and clean as the driven snow. You knew that, Jay, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
right.
Pure.
Yeah. did I say it was 7 past? Here I am, the proud partner of Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program, bringing you into May the 3rd. The 3rd, may the 3rd be with you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, the AI conversation, there's so many different angles to this, and I am getting people worked up about it because I'm kind of worked up about it. And I mentioned, I think, in the last half hour, the story of how it's being used to help detect cancers, certainly lung cancer. Artificial intelligence able to predict if you're going to get it, therefore you can take precautions and perhaps save yourself, and that is a good application. So here's the story of a radio station who decided to try this. So they went AI, artificial intelligence with artificial voices for a day, and the listeners went crazy, 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 and they all pretty much said the same thing in sort of, I'm going to put it down into a synaptic review of a sentence. Give us back our humans, basically. This was a programming experiment on the station. They ran artificial intelligence generated shows from 6 in the morning till 7 in the evening the other day. They used an algorithm to decide what the music was going to be and what the hosts were going to say. They had hosts reading scripts. They were created by one of those, what do they call them, GPT things. What does that stand for? You know what GPT, I hear that all the time.
I want to say it's a website where you can actually have AI record things.
But remember, Jennifer told us that she tried doing something with it on her local program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And it was crazy. 5 seconds, they had everything. Hunga bunga. All right, well, I don't like it, and I don't support it, although I would support the work of it as long as it could be used in for good. But the problem is there will be people who have bad intentions that will use it for bad, so then what do you do? But the genie's out of the bottle now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to stop it if we hopefully control it or be smart about it one way or the other. But aye. Okay, the suspect who is accused of gunning down those 5 in Texas, Jay, has been taken into custody, correct?
Yes. So there was a tip that was given to authorities yesterday evening, and less than an hour later, they had the gunman. He was found hiding in a closet under laundry.
You know, this reminds me of the Boston bomber, the kids that blew up during the marathon.
Oh, the two brothers. Mm-hmm.
And the one brother got run over by the other brother, and then the brother that lived went out into Watertown and hid in a boat. And yet he was found, I was going to say fairly easily. It took a lot of police chasing him down, but, you know, he was found. I think in some cases, the old adage, crime doesn't pay, and sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know that. Yeah, and then I dig around. I've gotten some rather short quips. And I don't know, do I just stay away from talking about Trump and Tucker Carlson? It's part of what's going on around us, and I feel like I'm missing out if I don't have some mention of what's going on with these characters. And so, you know, I don't think I mentioned Trump much yesterday. And the only thing that today may be worth a mention or two is the fact that a second woman has come forth to say, as a matter of fact, she took the witness stand yesterday in the civil trial against Donald Trump, testified that he sexually assaulted her on a flight back in 1979. Okay, so I have two observations, because the E. Jean Carroll thing goes back to the mid-90s. At this point, do we not know who Donald Trump is? Not that the law shouldn't be upheld, but in this circumstance, with all of the storm around him about this, that, and the other thing, and whether it's bringing it to a head after all these years, or whether it's just an attack because some people don't want him to be president again. But at any rate, it's just, this woman was 37 years old, she said, when Trump assaulted her on an airplane. Now, how do you not, she was in coach. A flight attendant approached her and asked her if she wanted to move up to first class. So Trump obviously had seen her and asked the stewardess to see if she wanted to come up and sit next to him. And she said, yes, of course. Why not? And that, you know, there was some laughter in the courtroom after that. The first class cabin gets laid out and they're describing what went on and the seats and all of this nonsense. Why in the world is this important? It's important. Why, whatever happened between the two of them, and I'm not doubting that it happened. I'm just thinking after all of this time, it almost seems like piling on. And I get that people say they're ashamed and they don't want to. Do it at the time.
And we want to be sensitive to victim blaming, where a lot of people say either that they are lying and it didn't happen, or that it was their fault. But we also can't forget that Access Hollywood tape from way back in the day. This was the one that lost Billy Bush his job, even though he was not the one that made the comment. Donald Trump was, where he was talking about he might seduce a married woman and he might kiss her. He doesn't even wait. And when you're a star, you can grab them by the ha-ha and you can basically do anything you want. And that was a conversation that was actual, that happened. And that was the whole thing, that Billy Bush lost his job. He was the one in the conversation, but didn't make the comments. The person who made the comments, Donald Trump, nothing really came out of that for him.
Mm-mm. No. So anyway, as she said, after they'd finished, he tried to kiss me and grope me, and kissing and groping. she said it was like he had 40 zillion hands; they were all over me. Anyway, yucca. Next, this is from the parenting department. Here's the story of a Florida deputy sheriff, Hillsborough County, helping a pregnant woman deliver a baby. On the shoulder of the highway, the driver approached the deputy on the side of the highway, explaining his wife was about to give birth. Call for help, and Officer Jones, Daniel Jones, sprang into action. Mm-hmm. Baby was born in the front seat of the car. My sister had a baby in the back seat of a car. First baby.
Oh, really? I'm sure that was not part of the original birth plan.
No, it wasn't. So authorities say, it does, officer provided encouragement, emotional support, that sort of thing. He was trained to do that. Police provided a body cam video. Is there anything that doesn't? For God's sakes, the woman's having a baby, and you're taking a shot of the baby coming out?
Well, that's not like they were doing a salute or
but give her a moment, for God's sakes. Right?
But had the deputy turned off the body cam footage, then that would be into question, too, when people would be complaining.
I suppose. Anyway, congratulations, and all the way around, I guess. Congratulations go all the way around.
Yeah, pretty epic.
All right, also in the parenting department, U.S. Here in the U.S., we're going to enact the Brandon Act. It's a mental health measure to prevent suicide in the military. Parents behind the law say that their late son's legacy will live on forever because of this. They fought the son, committed suicide in the Navy, and so there's something being done about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Peoria, Arizona. Patrick and Terry Caserta frequently glance at the little hutch that has the remains of their only child, Brandon. He was an aviation electrician, died by suicide in 2018 in Norfolk, Virginia, the naval station
21 years young.
And they discovered a bunch of notes in which Brandon explained that he was hazed and bullied by members of the... What the hell's the matter with these people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
And so a lot of people who are dealing with issues such as Brandon was, they worry, they don't want to receive help because they worry about it getting out or they'll be reprimanded, especially if it's from a higher up. There will be retaliation. So the Brandon Act will protect all levels of military personnel and ranks. You can you can get all of the help for anything that you may be struggling with, or whether it be depression, anxiety, sexual assault, harassment, retaliation, bullying, hazing, all of that.
Way too much. Why do we have that? Why is that necessary? What is there about people that want to feel the power or superior to others in that sort of circumstance? Here's another parental. No, I'm not doing that. I just feel like at some point we've got to get away from all of this. This negativity. The best story of the day so far, as far as I'm concerned, and we go through a lot of good news stories, is the deputy and the parenting thing. I like that a lot. That was kind of a cool story. Thank you very much. Here's another cool story. The story of you and your life and your immune system and your strong body. And if you don't have it, you can get it with Balance 7. Hospitals and doctors have nothing but praise for Balance 7. Television radio commercials say, buy me, buy me, buy me, I'm the best. But they don't give you a reason to buy, except I'm the best. Well, let's have a different approach here. When you are young, your immune system is fully functional. It defends you against the bad stuff. You get older, you start drinking and eating wrong things, brings your body to being more acidic. That means every disease known to man can attack you. The hospitals, doctors have nothing in their arsenal to unlock your immune system. Balance 7 in just 3 days will start the process of diluting the acid buildup in your body, bring your immune system back online. And when your immune system isn't locked up, your discomfort disappears. Your heartburn is no longer a problem. You start to feel younger. It's really cool. I take it now every day. So check out Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you'll get Balance 7, $15 off, free bottle of My Smooth Skin. It's cool. Balance 7, 800-793-9039.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail.
Weird. Anyway,
Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin and cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. This is our social media time in which we go into the bowels of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter or whatever YouTube item there may be to find sometimes some good stuff, sometimes some dirt. I would wish happy... Well, a couple of the things that I find, maybe this is a little too self-promoting. The Farmers Market season opener happens this weekend. If you happen to be in my neck of the woods at Eastley Farm, you can go online to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. The farm, or as we say here in New England, the fam, is going to open lots of great ice cream. You can see the cows. We'll have our tours. Try to avoid the mud and the water and stuff that's everywhere, but... It's fun to get things open. I know it really is the beginning of spring when we open up the ice cream bus and people come to buy ice cream, wander around, see the pigs and the cows and the ducks and there's a couple of new, these new pigs are really kind of fun, actually. I want a pet pig. I have a...
Oh, that'd be great. They're so smart.
A friend wants to have chickens and all kinds of things in her backyard. She's now gone on to bees. And as a matter of fact, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Jen. The idea of having all of these things in your backyard, however, sort of flies in the face of wanting to have an exclusive on the farm. Now, everybody wants to have chickens now, right? Chickens. Let's have chickens in our backyard. And, you know, they're good if you want eggs. You want fresh eggs? Help yourself. That's a way of celebrating life. By the way, Cinco de Mayo also to be celebrated, right? On Friday, happy Cinco if you, right, if you feel it. So, birthdays today, openings today, good times today. Whoopee! Not such a good time for Kevin Costner, however. We'll tell you that story after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
All right. Get to Kevin Costner's problem, Jay, with his wife. Problem is she no longer wants to be his wife. Filed for divorce. She's 49. He's 60-something, right? 68?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a couple of children together, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Two boys, one daughter, ages 15, 14, and 12.
They lived together for a number of years before they got married. Is this an example of marriage ruining a good thing? Well, they've been married for 18 years, so maybe not. So what's the problem, though, is the question.
Irreconcilable differences.
What does that mean?
What has been labeled as a number of things. So I think that's for the legality of
both
it.
Both fooling
that's
around.
Just one of the options that they have to. It doesn't necessarily have to mean infidelity.
Yeah. Kevin had nothing but good to say about his wife. Why not? In their relationship. I think that's the smartest thing. If you can't be with. they got stuck on. You can't be with the one you love. Love the one you're with. That's not the point here. But loving somebody or being with them is not necessarily always the best thing for you. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And so many people stay in circumstances that are just not healthy for anybody. I understand how it works. I understand how people want to sort of take the path of least resistance. But at any rate, in this circumstance, it looks like they both agree that it's time to move on. So, and there's a big thing with Yellowstone, too. It may not ever be produced again because Costner's having a big fight with the producers. That's another story for another time. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A days-long manhunt for an illegal immigrant accused of murdering 5 people in Texas is over. Francisco Oropesa has been found and taken into custody late yesterday in the city of Cut and Shoot after the FBI received a tip. The location is about 17 miles west of Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred. Greg Capers is the sheriff of San Jacinto County.
The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail where he was taken. And he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be.
Authorities say the suspect was found uninjured, hiding under laundry in a closet. He's been held on $5 million bond and will be charged with 5 counts of murder. May's full moon is nicknamed the Flower Moon. It takes place on Friday. Lance Pry, USA News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Gonna be a good day.
Now I bet you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Yes. Answer the question. Yes is the answer. Right. Whatever the question is, just say yes. Right. Unless somebody says, are you willing to jump off the Empire State Building? Then probably you don't
not
answer
so
that.
Not so much.
Question. Yes. Right. But why wouldn't you want your life, everything in your life, to get better and easier? That's something that we all strive for, right? We want a better life. I don't know that easy is always the best, but make it so that things fit. The old expression, a round peg doesn't fit into a square hole. No.
If the round peg is smaller than the square hole, it will.
Hooray for Jay. Yay! She figured it out.
Look at the bright side.
That's right. That was the old Eric Idle. Always look on the bright side of life. Dun, dun, dun. He was the same one who sang the Chinese song that I used to play all the time. and it was deemed to be politically incorrect. But then everything that Monty Python does and did, every bit of it was politically incorrect, right? I mean, think about all of the stuff.
That was
Eric Idle. I was fortunate enough one morning. Eric Idle had been performing in Los Angeles, and his agent knew somebody who knew me, and he asked through the agent if I'd like to spend my program with Eric Idle. I said, sure, who wouldn't want to spend 3-4 hours with Eric Idle? So he came up to the studio, which was in Santa Monica that I was using at the time, and we had high chairs and a relatively small table. And so he began by singing as many off-color songs as he could. And I'm trying to remember who was in charge of the who was James at the time. I can't remember who was there, but I know every other word had to get bleeped because he was. But he had the greatest smile, and he had the most fun, and it was all about being lewd. And then, you know, he'd jump off into some other songs. He had a song for everything, and this is a happy, happy guy who is just taking life one day at a time and having a lot of fun with it. And so why not, right? The rest of your life, can it be the best of your life? Can you just have fun? Or are you going to dissolve if everything isn't up in a quagmire? Some people live for drama. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, we all know somebody like that. But then think about what it does.
Don't know who they are without it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So always look on the bright side of life. Here's a trip to Kiev, that's not a bad one. Here's a couple that don't want people to know who they really are. So for security reasons, we know their first name. The lady and the husband, Crow and Regan, have sold everything that they own here in the United States. They cashed in, and they had, you know, they were down to like $500 in their bank account. They took the money and went over and bought life-saving medical equipment. They bought things for the troops on the front line. They bought things and gave things to Ukrainian civilians. This is all about a selfless thing. You can say, well, what are these people thinking? How can they live? Well, apparently they aren't worried about that. They both are talented people. They get a job anywhere. But they felt, because they had friends and family who are in Ukraine, that they would cash in on all their personal property and personal funds and bring it over there to help these people. They volunteered, and it sort of underscores what has gone on. Not that I'm necessarily sure that everything that's going on in Ukraine is on the up and up. I don't think that's true at all, but I do think that in some way, shape, or form, you gotta, you can't let the Russians or anybody else, the Chinese, can they just go in and take over Taiwan because they want to? No, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, these are selfless people. The husband says one of the major problems has been an influx of fake or low quality supplies. And why would they? Who'd be sick enough to do that? To send over stuff that isn't really medicine? And people die because they're supposedly getting medicine, and they're not really getting medicine.
That's awful.
Yeah. So anyway, he is a Ukrainian-American, and that's all he wants people to know. His call sign is Crow. It doesn't really, he's a call sign for his wife. He said that it's the first time anybody from his family has been back in Ukraine since 1942. So listen. It's very, I think, really amazing that there are people like that today. God love them. Where would you be without them? Meanwhile, other things going on here in America, the Supreme Court under fire. And this fits into the same category as what we were talking about earlier, Jay, with regard to the Farm Bill and all of the money that's going to go to members of Congress and Senate and other people, insiders in Washington who own farmland. The bill is being crafted to help them so they get millions of dollars out of the federal government. What a bunch of crooks. Sleazebags. And so the same thing is going on. This was started when somebody started looking at Clarence Thomas. And I'm not going to tell you that this isn't a witch hunt, because Clarence Thomas and his wife have made it easy for people to take shots at them. So now some inspired reporters are looking into all of the deals that have increased with the Supreme Court, members of the Supreme Court being under scrutiny. There are a lot of people, there are signs every day in front of the Supreme Court, bunches of people, impeach Thomas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is not about him necessarily. He's been, I think everybody kind of gets who he is and what he's all about. But then there was an article in the Wall Street Journal suggesting Justice Alito, who is claiming that the press, the news media, is unfairly attacking members of the court, but yet when you dig around and you see what their holdings are, real estate holdings, what the there are all kinds of things that the ethical people in the Supreme Court are looking at. Well, is this really right? Is it really fair? Real estate deals that have come before members, you know, on the in the back room. Hey, judge, here's the deal for you. Let's go buy some land. And there are a lot of people who are very wealthy who support that train of thinking. And I'm not saying, I think it's probably the same on both sides, which is the sickness that has overcome us. We are a sick society that's doing what comes naturally. It seems like the human condition.
Yeah, and if our
deals. Yeah, right. We all want a profit, right? We all want to, at the end of the day, is it all just about money? You know, I remember my father saying, I've had it with and without, and I'll have it with, thank you. So, yeah, it's there. But there are all kinds of vacations that have been given to members of the Supreme Court by various members of these people. That, and again, it isn't just Thomas. It's a whole, it's almost all of them. No matter what side they're on, they're crooks. And I mentioned the farm bill that's being crafted now. Every 5 years, there's a new farm bill that helps supposedly the nation's farmers. It doesn't really. It's a scam. It has been for years. The four or five big ag outfits that don't need any money get billions of dollars from doing for nothing. And this is a sickness that goes with money, right? It's just all about money. Here's some other people in the news. Texas Representative Colin Allred, former NFL player, says he's going to run against Ted Cruz. You want to lose, vote for Cruz. So now he's going to challenge. He's a Democrat. Of course, Cruz is a Republican. He had, didn't he? I think Cruz had a hard time last time around. I think he had some pretty solid, even Republican challenges.
Some real contenders.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, he's not the. I don't. Okay, I probably with that tone and that on that note, I'll move on to some other people in the news. Here's a story. This is kind of cool. Going to the Mexican beaches. There's a lot of smelly seaweed down there, but there's a Mexican gardener who says this is a gift for everybody. So you go to Cancun, they're required to clear away all of the seaweed. And sometimes it's like there's tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of it. And when you pile it up, it smells like rotten eggs. So here's this fellow who is, instead of taking it to landfills, they're bringing it to places where they can make it into bricks, and then they use the bricks for building houses. I think this is kind of cool.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. So good for him. I'm trying to pronounce his name. You think you can take a shot at it? Omar de Jesus Velasquez. Am I close?
That sounds about right.
There's a Sanchez in there someplace, too. All right, but from the good idea department, that's good. A World War II veteran, here we go again with one of these things, this is very cool, a 105-year-old vet with no surviving relatives, we had something like this a couple of weeks ago, there was nobody in the family, and that's the case with Ernest Horsfall, who has reached the ripe old age of 105, and because there were people who were concerned about him being alone, he has a girlfriend. Let's see, he's 105, his girlfriend's 63. Good for him. right?
Yeah, of course, somebody posts about it on social media, and then it goes viral.
Right.
And
they get 3,000 cards.
3,000 cards. That's amazing.
Very good. Very cool. All right, let's see. Who else have we got here? High school student named Braden Bami was in his fourth period physical education class. This is, I don't know, do you want to tell the story? He was injured. He got impaled through his eye during a phys ed class.
Yeah, tragic, tragic accident.
Is he okay?
No, he died.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What the heck happened?
16, at school, PE class.
What did he get impaled by, though? What happened? Did he run into something? Did something fly across the room, the gym? It was not clear to me.
Reported as a devastating incident, which occurred.
But not the story behind the story. He couldn't. Anyway, sometimes you get stuff, your eyes affected, but the severity of this was too much, and it went into his brain, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
That's not. Do I end on that note, or do I come up with something?
Is there something good news?
Maybe better. Judy Blume, the author, is going to become more verbal, outspoken about the book bans. She's out there promoting freedom to read. This is Judy Blume, who has been, there's a book called Are You Out There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And that was on a banned list, right?
That's being made into a movie right now.
Yeah, but it was still banned in some areas. So she's out there promoting reading and expansion of your mind, and let's not tell people what they can read or not read. I'm with her on that one. Thank you very much, Judy, for that work. 48 after the hour.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's Tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party booking.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, so because James is down in our studio, our main studio in Dallas, we have a special recognition moment here, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on Movie Moments on the Good Day program. So we're going to celebrate Patrick Ewing coming back to life again, right?
No.
Maybe not. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. Okay. What are we celebrating?
Actually, this day in TV history, May 3rd, 1991, the 356th episode of Dallas aired, ending the series after a 14-year run. It began April 1978. It actually ended where you heard off-camera a gunshot insinuating that J.R. Ewing, played by Larry Hagman, committed
suicide.
That was not accurate because in the 2000s they revived that show in syndication. He actually was quite good still, Larry Hagman, even as an older J.R. But I was a huge fan of that series. Full disclosure, the last few years were not that good creatively, but it had a long run. And in its heyday, very few television shows were better than Dallas. It was a terrific nighttime soap, no doubt about it.
Terrific. A sober.
I say yes.
All right. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, or whatever they call it, has updated the rules on the Oscars and the penalties for online campaigning after there were a couple of controversies for this year's ceremony. There are a lot of people who are, this thing gets out of control.
Well, I don't recall her name, but she does. She's the star of a movie that made like $12,000.
Yeah.
She had a lot of connections in the industry, online campaign, that wound up getting nominated for Best Actress. Now, listen, if they want to nominate somebody for a category, I don't think anybody should stop them. Having said that, the rule I would put in place is that the movie has to have some sort of criteria of making some sort of amount of money. Because if me and you made a movie and we had enough connections and nobody saw it, like they go, you know, how's Chuck and Doug's movie nominated for Best Picture?
It's the Chuck and Doug Show. Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with putting some rules in place, but evidently her performance was pretty good. So,
Mark Wahlberg is making a big thing as he makes more movies and makes more money.
Yeah.
He sold his $90 million California house.
Wow.
To move.
He must be doing pretty good, Doug.
I think he's doing all right, yes.
Well, when he originally bought it, wasn't it like $8 million?
Yeah, it was
something, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good
13 years there, anyway.
He's in the stock market.
He moved to Las Vegas and says things are much better. I can't imagine living in Las Vegas under any conditions. No matter what, knowing.
I've only been there one time. I was in and out in 24 hours. I tried to sign a business deal that went bad. But it's an interesting place. Actually, I said this to somebody the other day when we were talking about Las Vegas. The people who live there really are, I like them. I thought they were just regular people. A lot of people are just scraping by to make a living. It's the glitz and the glamour that overshines just a lot of regular people.
I'm just thinking about that. There's nothing about Los Angeles and my children are dealing with this too, with their children coming along, that is a good long time for having children grow up in sort of a fair, equitable, sensible world. Having spent as much time as I have, I spent a lot of time in Las Vegas, I'm trying to figure out where you could live that would be comfortable. I guess the beauty is like in the eyes of the beholder. You may have found a great place outside of town. You know, you go toward Lake Mead, there's some nice places out there, but it just, I don't know, it's a whole different world. But
I got two things before you suck up all my
time. Please. Yes,
Warner Brothers highly anticipated The Flash, which comes out June 16th, reportedly will have a running time around 2 hours and 30 minutes, so it's a little bit longer than two. That's a decent sit, but it's supposedly really good, so I don't mind. And after one season on Disney Plus, Dancing with the Stars will be moved back to ABC next season. I guess the viewership was not nearly what they wanted.
Of course not.
The experiment didn't work, so back to more high profile network.
Bring back Tom Bergeron. Yeah, bring back Tom Button.
I agree. That'd be good. That's not going to happen, though, but that's from what I read. But I agree with you.
But what is he doing, though?
He probably has some sort of a fallout, and so I don't know if it's repairable. I don't know the inner workings.
Well,
but
he's got other things that he could do. He's a
sure.
He could produce another.
He's very good.
Interesting. Yeah, exactly. Right. He's certainly a long way from one. I think he's 67, so he needs to keep going, as a matter of fact.
Great.
All right, there's the report of the day.
Thank you,
everybody had attention saluting the young and talented Chuck Curry for being on Movie Moments with Jay and Doug. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.